is decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nalti Lee.
And I am Danny.
This week.
You know what? Don't complain.
Danny always does this thing.
I let you have
when she chooses a topic.
Several weeks of no serial killers.
Every week she chooses a topic. And we discussed this on the show that you won't have any weeks to choose topics anymore.
Listen, yeah. Why did we start the show? What was the conversation we were having at Olives and
Clearly Blades? It was Edward Gein, because from there it's gone downhill ever since.
We sat
Clearly we
at
created
Olives
it for the
Blades
Edward Geins of
and
life.
And we spoke about serial killers. Mm-mm. And next thing, Kayla was messaging us, do a crime show. So you know what? Don't come here with your nonsense.
But then we realized there's a lot to crime. But you keep going back to the serial killers.
But we do.
Is there nothing else? And crime.
I bought thefts. I bought the Pink Panthers. I bought the Mona Lisa. If y'all didn't also see,
she can count on one hand, honestly, the stuff that she's bought that hasn't been serial killers.
Did you guys see that someone threw cake at the Mona Lisa?
Yeah, they really did.
I swear, every time we do a topic, it just ends up in the news for some
reason. People are listening to our show.
So today we are looking at a case that is barely known in the Western world, but is notorious in its home country of South Korea. We are looking at Kang Ho San. Yes. And he always treated women like dirt, but in the year of 2015, he embarked on the unthinkable journey that would end with the lives of 10 innocent women and many locals in the area, now to refer to him as the Ted Bundy of South Korea. We have never done Ted Bundy on the show.
Okay. Like, of all the miserable topics she's chosen, she's never once said, let's do Ted Bundy.
You know what?
But like your topics, honestly.
Why
but it's
are we
fine.
Fighting
At
again?
Least we're doing the Ted Bundy of South Korea.
It was variety. We've had this discussion how many times? How many times have we fought?
We have
this?
Done variety. A variety of conspiracy theories.
We can't. We're actually not a conspiracy channel. I don't understand. Channel. Podcast. Whatever this. We are not just conspiracy.
We're not. Obviously, we do like other stuff,
exactly.
Like assassinations.
Exactly. I've come with the... Sorry, who did Martin Luther King? Me. Who chose Abraham Lincoln? Me.
Excuse me. Mm? We spoke about those things before you chose them, so it was after the show. Mm-mm. We were like,
you know,
let's...
So let's just look into the background here before we are here for 40 minutes arguing.
Because of Danielle.
No, because of Nolene. So today, our journey starts in the vibrant city of... I'm probably going to say this wrong. I think it's Seoul.
Yeah, I'd guess that.
Okay, in South Korea, and it is the capital, and it's actually where half of the country's population live. This is where we're going to find and encounter our person, our Ted Bundy.
Wait, person. Sorry. Half of the population of South Korea stays there, and you only kill 10 people. Not like I wanted him to kill more people, but
sorry,
like...
Who's the gruesome one? Anyway... So Hosan was actually born 100 miles southwest in a rural town that was basically in the middle of nowhere on the 1st of March 1970. And he had a relatively normal upbringing with nothing extraordinary about him. He lived with five other siblings in a little rural Korea hut and attended agriculture high school. I would rather die than go to agriculture school. What do you learn there? To plant seeds.
Well, clearly I was learning how to dig graves.
I can't take you anyway. His family hoped that he would stay in the area after he's graduated, but before graduating, he was described as neat and sincere. And although his education went relatively well, that he just couldn't find a passion in the local work, so he joined the military. I feel like a lot of the people we deal with at some point went to the military,
and I feel like it messes you up because you see so many deaths and stuff.
However, his role was short as he was dishonorably discharged because he was caught stealing cattle while on vacation.
What?
Yeah.
Well, he did go to agricultural school, so...
He's going to steal cows now. In the years following, he would pass from job to job, earning his living as a truck driver, and not long after, he would eventually meet his first wife, and they married at the young age of 22. Their relationship was flourishing, and they welcomed two baby boys into the world. But throughout the years, the young family had its fair share of problems. Locals could often hear people screaming and arguing due to exhaustion of raising two sons, and unfortunately, the situation ended in divorce. In 1998, Hosang then took the opportunity and moved up north, and he took his sons with him. And with his wife out the picture, he wanted to totally leave his previous life behind. And he hated living in the countryside, and he wanted to give his sons a different, more modern upbringing, hence why he moved more up north. It was during these first couple of years that he would eventually fall in love with another woman, and once again, he was very quick to marry, resulting in a second, well, now her pregnancy. And this just so many arguments. However, unlike the last time, he was like, nope, he's not financially stable. And he picked up and he left his pregnant wife.
Wait, did he take his sons?
Yeah, so he took the two sons and he left the pregnant wife. He also took the second failed marriage as a sign to improve himself, but he first needed more sustainable work. So he moved 10 miles north, where he purchased a small area of land. He was then raising a number of livestock, and he became somewhat of a farmer, looking after pigs, cattle, a few chickens, bees, and also it a habit to pick up stray dogs when he came across them. Now, this may seem innocent and kind, but this would not be Decoding the Crime Verse if it was, because obviously as a farmer, you have experience killing livestock, and so these stray dogs often ended up on the dinner table.
Oh no.
Yeah. No. So owning a small farm financially supported Hosang for several years, and in the early 2000s, he would somehow meet another woman and once again hastily marry her, but at this time she actually didn't fall pregnant. But there was still a fair share of arguments within the household. And she found Hosang unbearable to live with, which resulted in divorce number three.
Is this guy like Brad Pitt or like Tom Cruise? Because he's marrying left, right and center. I don't get it.
All the divorces had given him a very negative view on women. He said he had a miserable love life and he resented women for rejecting him and hated his former wives for leaving him to raise the children. But you took the children. You left the wife and took the children. So I don't understand why we're blaming the wife if you took the children with you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't understand how he was able to take the children.
I think he just fled, if I'm being honest. Hectic. It was during this time of despair that he met his fourth wife.
Oh my goodness! Who is this man? What level of hotness is this?
And even though he had a distorted view on women, he managed to convince this one to marry him. Oh. And she described him as friendly and charming and a very smooth talker, which of course gave him
advantage. Is that how he got married four times?
Clearly. Hmm. Okay. His new wife also happened to be a business owner. She was the manager of a massage parlor, which offered a line of Thai and sport massages. And Hosang found this particularly attractive, as previously he was the only one earning money in the relationship. It helped so much that Hosang found himself learning a few things from his wife and taking up regular work within the massage parlor, and of course then upkeeping his own farm. Things would seem to go well for the young couple, as they not only did they resonate off each other's personalities, but they functioned well together and learned new skills. So it was probably the most successful out of the four marriages.
Fourth time lucky.
Well, we'll see about that. More or less, things seemed perfect, and that very much was the case until tragedy struck the family in October of 2005. On the 30th of October 2005, Hosang was attending his livestock when his wife went out with her mother for afternoon coffee. When they returned home, nothing seemed out of the ordinary. Unfortunately, a raging fire broke out, and it was a fast-traveling explosive, and unfortunately, they were in the room that was engulfed with flames. Hosang rushed to the scene, but upon arriving, he was almost unemotional, and an initial investigation was conducted at the scene and said that it was accidental, but her family believed someone had planted the fire, but after 6 months of no extra information or evidence, no foul play was suspected.
Wait, who died in the fire?
Was closed. So his wife and his mother-in-law.
Yeah, no, he killed him.
He killed him.
Definitely. Yeah.
So that is basically background, because from here now, this is where he spiraled and we started with the murders, okay? It was almost a year after his wife's death that had taken his frustration out on numerous animals, killing as many as 50 dogs. and a staggering number of other livestock. And this wasn't satisfying enough for his darkest thoughts and fantasies, which made him move on to humans. He eventually found himself leaving his home to venture out in his car and prowl the streets. This was when he spotted a county office employee who was on her way to work, and he was obviously a friendly looking man, and he asked, would you like me to give you a ride?
Don't Ladies, get into anybody's car.
Never
do
get
not
into
take a lift
car. No.
Mm-mm. No.
After getting in the car, she immediately realized it was trouble because he started heading in the opposite direction. And when she tried to use her phone, he snatched it out of her hands. He drove to a remote part of the province, and then things turned violent. She was tragically assaulted and then strangled with her own stockings and murdered. And throughout the entire ordeal, he was calm, collected, and well composed. And he had been planning this for a very long time. It was in a wooded area near his house. He even then removed her fingertips and then buried her in a shallow grave and traveled back home and pretended like nothing happened.
How do you go to your sons? Like, for me, it's like, what type of boredom do you have that you prowl the streets looking for?
Oh, that one's nice.
Do you understand? Like, what?
No.
Please don't get into anyone's cars. If you drive, please don't let anyone into your car, even if they look like they need help. Okay. Don't do it.
Hosan then decided to lay low for a while just to kind of scope out if, like, the police activity and if he would get caught. And because he didn't, he realized he could get away with whatever he wanted without consequences. And the idea thrilled him, and it thrilled him so much that he took to the streets once again on the 14th of December 2006, where he met his next victim in a karaoke club. He found this hostess, and normally the hostesses, basically they were paid to just like flirt and make your time at the bar and whatever comfortable, but you could go, you could offer your own services if you wanted to.
Yeah. Like,
on the side, those shady type of things. So the so he met his next victim, and they shared a couple of drinks, and then he said, well, let's go back to my place.
Don't go to anyone's place.
Why? I don't understand.
I feel like someone's mother. People, don't go.
So she then accepted, and she got into the passenger seat of the car, and once again, she was overpowered, assaulted, and murdered, and he found himself a new sick passion.
If you're driving, how do you does he have to stop the car and then
maybe they drove, because it was, they said the wooded area was nearby his house, so maybe he drove to the house and she got out the car and was like,
maybe
bam,
because in 2006 I doubt the cars like could lock.
No,
like from
no.
Okay.
He felt it gave him great power, and targeting vulnerable women became his new favorite game. He would frequently charm his victims, and then, I mean, because who would expect this poor widowed father with two sons who rescued dogs to be the serial killer? Me? Don't trust
exactly.
anybody. Okay?
I'd be like, where do you take the dogs after you rescue them? Because I've seen no
and
dogs at your house.
This kind of seduction is what earned him the name of Ted Bundy, because Ted Bundy also he used to become this like charming man who would then lure his victims. Hosan's murderous killing spree continued just 10 after murdering his second victim, and he took to the streets. And eventually he found his next victim again at a karaoke bar, again charmed her, and again it ended with her death. And unfortunately, this did not stop. And I mean, it was like, how long would this keep on going? And I wish I could tell you it ended there, but that is unfortunately not the case, as the third victim would be, in fact, after the third victim, he went on a 4-day killing spree that started on the 3rd of January 2007. And by the 8th of January 2007, he had killed a total of 7 women. Okay. And he was time and time again getting away with the murder. However, in sudden fear, Hosan grew scared and decided to lie low for while investigations blew over. And noticing the increased, investigation, he just went then and started just to work normally. And it actually, he needed, because obviously he was making enough money that he didn't even need to now run the farm. And it was because of this, he had enough money, because guess what? He took out a life insurance policy on his wife. And he took it out 5 days prior to the fire that killed her.
But like things were going so well in marriage number four. Yeah,
but money. He got 600 million won, which is $500,000.
Okay, never mind. Exactly. Things weren't going well at all.
Okay. It took 2 years for him to build up the courage to continue killing. And on November 2008, he finally targets his next victim. And then on the 9th of November, he was killed. And the next, well, she was killed. And then the next victim on December 19th. This victim was different because it was a university student. And this time there were consequences for Hosan's actions. So why was this different? The girl, now before he was stealing like random, you know, hostesses,
yeah,
they're shady. So they don't necessarily have people looking for them because yeah, they're in shady business. But this was a university student. So her yeah, family grew very concerned when a few weeks they had heard absolutely nothing from her. And then they reported her missing. Fortunately for them, the bus stop where she went missing at had surveillance cameras.
Oh.
And the next thing that Hosan did that was, well, they saw him pick her up. But the next thing he did is he was cocky and naive and tried to withdraw money from her account. And they were able to get a facial image of him at the ATM. Investigators then decided to release the images to the public. And not long after, on the 27th of January 2009, the officers finally descended on his farm. They arrested him and formally seized the farm for forensic evidence. And they found mountains of evidence. They found 70 pairs of used women's underwear. Some were soaked in blood and some had several, and there were also several blood-stained outfits. Upon questioning, he admitted to the murders of seven other women spanning from 2006 to 2008, and even led the officers to the sites where the bodies were buried. For the trial, he was taken to the locations and reenacted the crime scenes and further elaborated details of the crimes. It was said he was cocky when talking and found it humorous that he'd been caught. Police once again opened the investigation on the death of his wife and mother-in-law, and given the nature of the case, now actually this was quite interesting, given the nature of the case and it being extremely popular, there was controversy by human rights activists that his face was shown on TV.
Mm.
So much controversy that it is now law in South Korea that you cannot put criminals' identities onto the social media to protect their families.
What?
Like, how crazy is that? So if there is like a murder trial and whatever, they cannot show the face of the accused.
Thank God we got to see his face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The following his conviction, he formally pleaded guilty to the murder of eight women but denied murdering his wife and mother-in-law. In the trial, he expressed he felt no remorse in his actions towards the women and spoke about them as if they were merely pawns for his own desire. And obviously, they were just a means of self-gratification and pleasure. Hosan was officially found guilty of 10 counts of murder, including the murder of his wife and mother-in-law, and also found guilty of one account of arson. He was given capital punishment, but since there hasn't been an execution in South Korea since 1994, so he's unlikely to actually ever face the death penalty, but he will spend the rest of his life behind bars, and he was sentenced on the 22nd of April 2009, and he is still behind bars to this day.
Number one, you have kids. That's like not fearing their kids to like grow up knowing that like my father was like
a serial
killer. Yeah, but it's
like, I mean, it's the same thing with the Zodiac. I mean, if he had family, no one would have known. You understand? Yeah. So, yeah, I'm not.
I feel bad for the kids, but I also know he didn't just kill eight people. I mean, if there's 70 pieces, there's no way that it's just eight people.
I don't even want to know
how many people
he
did.
Yeah. I do not know. This man was sick in the head.
He really was.
He was sick in the head. And, yeah.
The fact that he has no remorse.
And he was like laughing. He found it humorous. What are you? You killed people.
And animals.
And ate them. Oh, no. No, I don't know. He was a sicko. That's all I have to say about him. But even that whole thing of the thrill. Like, he's definitely one of those thrill killers.
Yeah.
It was like
the thrill of it.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Evil.
Very
man.
Hectically evil. And I would say, you don't get into anybody's
cars. You remember we were speaking about his face.
Yeah.
If you Google pictures of him, it's so hard to find pictures of his face because of the South Korea law.
Yeah.
Found that very interesting. Yeah, but That is all for this week. But come back next week, since now the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial is over. We will be doing part two as promised. Johnny Depp won. Are we surprised? No. Are we happy?
The amount is pathetic, yes. But honestly, no,
yeah,
it's okay.
But I don't care. She lost. That's all I care about. But join us for that next week. But from now until next time,
don't get into people's cars. And
please
no mourners.
No funerals.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Gab, and so much more.
See all the fun posts, get involved in the interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get the updates by following us on social media.